Welcome to Christian Fitness. Today's program, a little unique, we're going to call it a fitness trail. So you can see we're at the beautiful park. What we're going to do is we're going to work out, then we're going to walk to the next exercise, and then walk to the next exercise. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And today we're going to talk about some scripture that is edifying to you, I hope. But what is it that you say to others?
Yeah, what comes out of your mouth. It's great, great scripture. We're going to share that with you a couple times. But today, you can do this in your home, just in your living room. We're going to start with stretching, of course. So let's just start with our calves. First thing, we just want to bend down and just pull your toes back a little bit. So today's program is a fitness trail. A lot of parks that may be close to your house, the switch, what they have is they'll have maybe an area where you can do push-ups and then you walk an eighth of a mile and you do sit-ups and you walk an eighth of a mile and do something else. That's kind of what we're doing today. Good, let's do thighs. Just pull the left leg back or the right leg, whichever leg you're comfortable with. So what we're going to do today is we're going to exercise for 2 minutes and then we're going to walk to the next exercise. Of course, during that 1 minute break, we're going to give you scripture and nutrition facts and all kinds of great information. Good, switch legs. And then we'll join another exercise for 2 minutes. If you don't have a park close by, you know, you can do this in your living room. So hopefully you're watching TV or you can memorize the exercises and take them out to the park. But we're going to use park benches today. We're going to use just natural things around. We'll use the ground for certain exercises. Good, let's just bend our waist. Kind of lean to the left or to the right. So we're going to use park benches, we're going to use the grass, use the ground, all kinds of different things today to exercise with. Good, other direction.
We can be opposite.
Yeah, well, so we're calling it a fitness trail. So we encourage you to memorize these exercises or write them down, and then you go to your local park, you walk for a little while, and then you do some of these exercises, you walk a little more, do some exercises. It'll give you a great, great workout. Good, let's do our arms. Let's just stretch the wrist first. Pull it forward. And one unique thing we have today is Lori and I are wearing pedometers. So it's kind of a walking, good, let's switch arms. It's a walking fitness trail. So we're going to count our steps and give you some unique information about counting your steps and, you know, how good walking is for you and some of the health benefits of walking. So we're going to use our pedometers today, count our steps in between our exercises, and then just get a great, great workout today. Good, let's pull your arm across. Yeah, it's a full body workout. We're doing calves, thighs, a lot of arms, a lot of unique upper body exercises today. You're really going to enjoy it. Good. And switch, other side across.
And enjoy the outside because it's so beautiful.
Yeah, just a gorgeous day that God's given us today. We thought we'd share that with you. All right, that's the end of the stretching. Our first fitness fact today. We talked about the pedometer and walking. Lori, what's our first fitness fact then?
Well, our first fitness fact today, we're going to focus on walking. So how many steps do you take per minute when walking? 60 steps per minute, under 2 miles per hour, you're probably growing moss.
75 steps per minute, which is 2 miles per hour, you're starting to make a little progress.
And 100 steps per minute, 3 miles per hour, well, you're probably the average female.
115 steps per minute, which is 3.5 miles per hour, that's the average male pace.
And 150 steps per minute, 4 miles per hour, could be out of breath.
250 steps per minute, which is 5 miles per hour, that's speeding. That's really, 250 steps is moving. Lori and I have practiced this to see how many steps per minute we can do, and 250 is hard to even do.
It's difficult. I mean, especially for me trying to keep up with Robert, my legs are much shorter.
Yeah, so count your steps today and we'll plug them into those formulas. Let's get started.
That's right.
All right, our first real exercise round, we're gonna start at the bottom of the body, work our way up. We're gonna do calves. So for beginners, just real simple, just on both feet, just raise up and down. You can hold it for a couple seconds if you want, and then come down. Intermediates, I want you to pump 3 or 5 times. So you'll pump 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you'll relax. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think Lori's kind of doing an intermediate now. Good. Advanced, a little more difficult. We want to go on 1 foot. Or if you've got a great fitness trail or even in your living room somewhere, if you've got a raised object, you can actually get on the object, which you can see gives a little more range of motion on your calf. So instead of just being flat on the ground, I get a lot more range of motion. It's just a little harder to do on 1 foot because of your balance. Advanced, I want you to do 5 or 10 on 1 foot. Okay, so if you're on a balance beam, yes. It really helps to have something to hold on to, which I don't here today. If you have something at your house you can hold on to, maybe a piece of furniture, or just put the other toe down lightly, that'll help you balance. And actually, you know what, Lori, I just realized, I keep hearing a click. Every toe raise I'm doing, I'm getting credit for taking a step on my pedometer.
That's right.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to the ground and just do 10 continuous on 1 foot. So just barely touch the other foot down for advanced, get 10 good ones in.
Don't be alarmed while you're doing these if your calves start cramping, because they're going to cramp.
Yeah, and that's why we do 2 minutes. Yeah. You know, it's not like lifting weights where you just do a set of 10 and do 3 reps or whatever. We actually work out hard for 2 minutes, so you're really burning. It's gonna burn your muscle, it's gonna burn a lot of oxygen, and it's gonna help burn fat too if you're trying to lose weight. Man, my pedometer's going crazy down there.
Yeah, mine is too, and my calves are starting to cramp.
Well, we just covered how many steps you take per minute, so hopefully you guys at home, you can even walk around your couch, see how many steps you take per minute. It's really important for today's show. See how many steps you take and plug them into our formulas.
Try not to grow moss.
All right, let's go. Wouldn't be Christian fitness if we didn't get into the Word of God. Lori, what's our scripture for today?
Our scripture for today is Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification that may impart grace to the hearers. And the Amplified says, let no foul or polluting language nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. That scripture is so important. We need to listen. What are we saying? What are we hearing people bring us into conversations? What are we saying out of our mouth? What are we speaking? Does it edify? Does it build up? If it doesn't, don't say it.
This round we're going to work thighs. So for beginners, we happen to have a little step stool here that we're going to use. For beginners, Lori, just step up on it. It's a one leg thigh press, and you'll alternate, do one leg at a time. Yeah, just step up and back down. And the key is, don't push off the back leg. You just lift with the front foot. Intermediates, you keep going. Excellent job, Lori. Intermediates, we're going to move a little higher. Let's say maybe do three off the same leg. So one, two, three, and then we'll switch feet. Do three on the other side. And you can do this at home with a step stool or an ottoman, whatever you have at home, a chair. It's got to be a sturdy chair. Advance, let's go a little higher, and I want you to do maybe 8 to 10. Okay, and same thing, don't push off the back leg, just try to lift with the front leg. Okay, this is like doing little one-legged squats. Great, great exercise, a lot of cardio, a lot of strength building too. Of course, I've lost count, so I'll just do a few more and then switch legs. Lori, we just came out of that scripture. That scripture from Ephesians, that's kind of condemning.
Well, it's not meant to be condemning. It's meant to teach. Because the reason why I brought that scripture out today was to remind everyone that we at work or around others can be brought into conversations that we all of a sudden forget who we are in Christ. And we're to be an example. Lead people in your conversations to edify, to build up the body of Christ. Or those who aren't, they need to say, wow, I want that what they have. So don't be pulled into conversations that don't bring the body of Christ closer together, that don't build up, that don't edify, that don't help. So don't be pulled into conversations that you shouldn't be in.
Yeah, exactly. So what are you talking about around the water cooler, exactly, or at the coffee pot or anything else? Really hold your tongue.
Yeah. Very careful what you talk about.
All right, next round. Good job. All right, Lori, it's time to share another fitness fact with us.
Well, in our first fitness fact, we talked about how many steps you take per minute. So how does that compare to other activities? 115 steps per minute, or 3.5 miles per hour, similar to square dancing. And 150 steps per minute, or 4 miles per hour, is similar to shooting basketball. That's not a game, it's just shooting around a little. And 250 steps per minute, or 5 miles per hour, is similar to playing tennis.
Yeah, and 250 steps per minute. Go out and try that. If you have a pedometer or just take a stopwatch with you and count your steps, try to get to 250 steps per minute. It is not easy. That's really difficult. And as you can see, that compares to a tennis player and basketball. If you play a game of basketball, it's closer to 250 steps per minute. Lori gave the others quote, that's just, you know, playing horse or something in the front yard. But a game of basketball is closer to 250 steps per minute. So give that a shot. Give that a try. This round we're going to call a stomach bridge, as Lori is going to demonstrate for the beginners. You can use a park bench for this one. She's just going to walk her feet out, tighten her stomach as much as she can. Really tighten the stomach, Hold it for 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 20 seconds, and then walk the feet back in. Good. And then you take a nice deep breath, inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, and then walk out again. Now that's beginner, so utilize whatever you have at home or you can use your park bench. For intermediates, we're going to go a little lower. So I'm going to come down here where you would normally sit. Walk my feet out. Hold this bridge for however long you feel comfortable, 10, 20, 30. You can hold it for a full 2 minutes if you feel like confident in your stomach. Then you walk back up, take a quick little breather, walk back out, and hold it. It's a great one to do at the park. As you can see, we've got nice little bridges of varying heights, and you know the kids can run underneath, they can play around the park bench. Good, advanced. We're gonna just go to the ground, a little bit lower. Walk it out, keep your arms as forward as, you know, as far as you can get them, and then you just hold this. It'll be harder for me to talk on this one. My stomach is a little tight.
I'll do the talking.
Yeah, unless I walk back up, now I can talk again.
It does compress your lungs when you do these.
Yeah, you're really, you know, depending on look how far extended Lori is. She's really working that stomach muscle. So we started, we did calves, we did thighs, now we're working our way up the body to the stomach.
Really pull your stomach in when you do that.
Yeah, it's kind of a London Bridge. You can get your kids to do this. See how low your kids can go.
I don't know if I'd have anybody walk up underneath or try to scoot up underneath somebody on the floor, but where I am, yeah, it's safe.
Yeah, tighten that stomach. Keep that bridge nice and strong. Everybody okay at home? All right, well, let's go walk again.
Keep going on the trail.
Since today's show is on walking, our nutrition tip is on walking to lose weight.
Try using a pedometer to help out. They're a great way to count your steps. If you're trying to lose weight, the goal is to get around 10,000 steps per day.
But most sedentary people only average about 1,000 to 3,000 steps, so start out slowly.
Don't go from 2,000 steps per day right up to 10,000. Start by adding 1,000 more each week and work your way up to 10,000 slowly.
Yeah, you can just expand your normal day's activities. You could park further at the grocery store. You could take your dog or cat for an extra walk each day.
Or walk with family or neighbors. Back in Miami, my grandparents walked with me every night after dinner. That's one of my best memories.
The goal for losing weight is a continuous 4,000 to 6,000 step walk, and the average mile is about 2,000 steps, so 2.5 miles after dinner, perfect.
Our nutrition tip for today, being fit is a walk in the park.
You're gonna enjoy this round. We're gonna call it an arm walk. So Lori's gonna demonstrate the beginner. If you have a park bench, great. If not, use something at your home. But she just walks her hands across, keeps her feet in the same spot, and just walks her arms across. Intermediate, you wanna get a little bit lower, so I'm gonna use the seated part. Just walk my arms across. Yeah, we'll see if we can get in rhythm so we can do it together. Otherwise, we'll run into each other. Just walk your arms across. Keep your feet right where they are. Good, advanced. Yep, just drop down. I'm just gonna walk from there. And walk as big of a semicircle as you can get. You can go in a complete circle if you have room. And try to keep your back flat. You know, don't walk like London Bridge. You want to walk with your back nice and flat. And this is a great exercise. Really builds up your shoulders and your arms. It's going to build a lot of shoulder strength. And what this is good for, but you don't want to tell the rest of your church members, this is great for your next church picnic if you're going to do a wheelbarrow race. Okay, for the wheelbarrow race, all I'd have to do is have Lori hold my feet up and I'd be ready, all right? So this is gonna build up some good strength for the wheelbarrow race. You guys will do great at the next church picnic.
And then don't forget to hold in your stomach while you're doing this. Don't just let your stomach muscles hang. You're supposed to hold the stomach muscles in the whole time you're doing this as well.
Yeah, and you can slow down on this. You can vary the pace. So I can, you know, balance on one arm for a second before I replace. And try some different things. Really slow it down, just support with one arm for a while, or you can go for speed. Go as fast as you want back and across. I don't recommend that for the full 2 minutes, unless you're in great shape. How you holding up, honey?
I'm holding up good. I was just thinking about our pedometers and wondering if this, I don't hear them clicking.
No, I don't think this is counting for the clicks. Need more of the foot exercises.
Yeah.
All right, let's head to the next exercise. All right, Lori, share another fitness fact with us.
Let's go back to our walking comparison. 75 steps per minute or 2 miles per hour, similar to shopping. and 115 steps per minute or 3.5 miles per hour is about the same as gardening. And 250 steps per minute or 5 miles per hour is the same as running a 12-minute mile.
Yeah, 12-minute mile. So if you can walk at 250 steps per minute, that's as good as running a 12-minute mile. So, you know, actually save your knees a lot of pounding, a lot of pressure too. So yeah, just see if you can walk at 250 steps per minute, and that'd be a great, great workout. Shopping though, I don't know about that one.
Well, take your pedometer. Put your pedometer on. If you're shopping for a full day, you'll see how many calories you've burned. You'll see you really have lost some weight that day.
Yeah, and the gardening, we know what great exercise in gardening is. You garden for a day, you get up the next day, you're sore, your back is sore, your legs are sore from squatting down and getting up. So yeah, gardening is a great, great exercise and make sure it beautifies your yard. All right, next round, you're really gonna enjoy this one, push-ups. Okay, pretty simple. Laura's gonna do beginners, just up high on a park bench, just nice and simple, down, nice and controlled motion. Not real quick, jerky, nice, slow, and controlled motion. Intermediates, you wanna get a little bit lower, maybe use where the seat of the bench is. Same thing, your hands are gonna be a little tighter, so it's gonna be more of a tricep push-up. Just nice, slow, controlled, and relaxed. Oh, it's so nice doing push-ups out here.
It is, it's a beautiful look at.
Yeah, if you're doing them in your living room at home, just enjoy the scenery that we're giving you. It's like a nice, beautiful park scene. Advanced, you can come up fully on the bench. Once again, your arms are a little closer, so it's gonna be more of a tricep push-up. Okay, try to keep your back nice and straight. I've got a beautiful view. I can just look up, touch my chest. Watch the guy fishing out there, doing some bass fishing. Or advanced, you can go down to the ground if you prefer. Or at home, if you don't have a park bench, just go down to the ground. Once again, keep your head up, especially if you're out in the park, because you'll pick up leaves and all kinds of things.
And I'm going to start talking because Rob's going to get to a point where he can't talk at all. So, you know, I want to go back to talking about the steps per minute. And if you think about this, 75 steps per minute, and that equivalents to something like shopping for ladies that like to go shopping. Think about how many steps you're taking. Wear your pedometer when you go shopping, because you're burning calories while you're walking. I mean, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that advance, 250 steps, like running a 12-minute mile.
Oh my goodness.
That's really moving.
Yeah, it is. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Just enjoying. I love doing push-ups out here. It's nice to be able to look out and really enjoy the scenery. Take some of the pain away.
Yeah.
All right, next round. We encourage you to go to our website, christianfitnesstv.com, and send us your feedback. We heard from just a precious family recently.
We did, and this is what they said to us. We were so blessed. Our whole family loves to get up and exercise. I've been stretching muscles that I didn't know needed stretching, and the best thing is that I can do my exercises without feeling like I'm looking stupid, because the whole family is up trying the exercises. The boys and my husband challenge each other to keep up with Robert, while the girls and I do anything we can. If I videotaped us, you would just laugh and laugh. And that was from the Craig family in North Carolina. That was such a blessing to us. We'd love for you to tape you and everybody, and so send it to us.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Maybe we share it with viewers. I think viewers might appreciate seeing that. But you know what? Being in North Carolina, get out and try this fitness trail show in some of the beautiful parks up there. All right, this round, find a comfortable place to sit down. We're gonna do what we call bicycles. So beginners, just extend your leg. You wanna lay back a little bit, you can support yourself on your elbows, you can go all the way down to the ground. Whatever you're comfortable with, do maybe three or four, and then you can rest. Three or four, the key to this is extend your legs all the way. Don't just do little tiny bicycles like this, all right? It's not a little tricycle. Get good extension with the legs, okay? Yeah, extend all the way, excellent. Intermediates, I want you to get about 8 or 10. Nice, good extension, and really tighten the stomach while you're doing this. Okay, don't just lay back and let your stomach relax. Tighten the stomach for 8 or 10, then you can relax a little bit. You getting that stomach tight, Lori?
Nice and tight the whole time.
Excellent. Yeah, and you can vary the height, and you can come a little higher. That'll actually work the thighs a little more. You lay back a little bit more, it's gonna work the lower abdomen. Advanced, let's make it a little tougher. We're gonna actually come up and bring your elbow to your knee, and you can do this slow or fast. Or you can vary. You know, you may do, I don't know, 10 or 20 slow, then do 10 or 20 fast. It's just really gonna work the sides, work the obliques a little bit more.
but extend the leg all the way. That's the key to this. Extend the leg all the way.
Wasn't that message from the Craig family in North Carolina awesome?
Yeah.
I love that.
I would like to see that video.
The whole family. Me too. Love that. The whole family gets out and works out.
Yeah, and that's what this fitness trail program is designed for. Memorize these exercises. Each person in the Craig family memorized one or two of these exercises. Mm-hmm. Then you guys could go to a park. You walk for a little ways, and then you do these exercises. You walk for, you know, half a mile or whatever, however many steps you want to go, and then do a set of these exercises. Mix them in. All right, let's go.
All right, we covered some fantastic scripture earlier. Lori, share that with us again.
Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification that may impart grace to the hearers. And the Amplified Version says, let no foul or polluting language nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. When you speak to others and when you're talking to others, encourage them, build them up. And if that isn't edifying, don't speak it out. Make sure you're a blessing.
Amen.
Enjoy this round, or you might regret it, but it's good for you. It's going to be squats. Lori, beginners, I'm just going to squat down just a little bit and come back up. Down a little bit and up. Now, she wants to make sure she's not getting her knees past her toes. So you want to sit backwards just a little bit. Sit back and up. Good. Intermediates, you want to do three or four. So one, two, three, four, and then up. Yeah, and just keep pumping. You don't come up all the way. You only come up to, you know, whatever, 15, 20 degrees on your four or five intermediates. Then you come up, take a breather, relax, shake it out, whatever you need to do. Four or five. Try to sit backwards though. Advanced, make it a little tougher. I want you to do 10 or whatever you're comfortable with. But reach down, I want you to touch the back of the heel. So you're really getting a lot of range of motion through the knees, okay? And so once again, don't come up all the way. Come up to about 10 or 15 degrees. And I've lost count already, so I'll do another six or seven. But you want to do, you know, I don't know, 8, 10, 15, 20, whatever you're comfortable with. Then you come up, you rest and shake it out. That's scripture, Lori. It's so important. You know, as Christians, people, they listen to what you say, they watch what you do. I mean, you're constantly in the limelight, so that scripture is so important.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have to be careful. You know, if you're being drawn into conversations, listen to what it is that you're hearing from someone else, and are you lifting them up? Are you encouraging someone? Or are you getting involved in a conversation you should say nothing? So if you're not sure what to say nothing or encourage them. Lift them up and then build up their spirit, because that's so important in what you're saying to others.
Amen. Amen to that. Yeah, I love that scripture. We should be the example. We're ambassadors of Christ. Be the example.
Exactly right. We are His ambassadors.
We encourage you to go to our website, ChristianFitnessTV.com. Got some great information on there. We've got recipes, we've got pedometers, and other products for you.
But the most important thing about the internet is go to your local parks. Go on the internet and explore. Find out parks in your area. Go to them, try out this workout, try the fitness, different parts of the fitness areas in your park, and enjoy the outdoor. This is the day the Lord has made. Enjoy it. So go to your areas and your parks and enjoy them. Explore. Use the internet to find out good information.
Yeah, a lot of people may have a park 5 miles from their house and they've never been, or 10 miles from their house. Go out and take advantage of those parks. Really enjoy it. I mean, it's just beautiful. Nothing better than coming out, going on a nice walk, doing a little fitness trail and what God has given us. Work our stomachs a little bit. Go ahead and have a seat.
make yourself nice and comfortable at home or out in your park, make yourself comfortable. This one's gonna be called a leg flutter. So beginners, you just sit upright and just flutter your legs, almost like you're kicking on the side of the pool, about three or four times, and then down. Three or four times, and down. I want you to keep your knees locked, legs nice and straight. Good intermediates, about, I don't know, 8 or 10 times. Just a little extra flutter till you really feel your thighs start to cramp, then you can put them down. Advanced, let's go, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, maybe the rest of the time, whatever you're comfortable with.
30, 40.
Now the key to this one is you can vary the height of your body. If I sit up like this, there's a lot of strain on my thighs. It takes almost the full thigh strength to lift them. Okay, if I get about, you know, halfway down, 45 degree angle, a little tightens the lower stomach, a little bit of the upper stomach and the thighs, or you can go all the way down, maybe put your hands under your back pocket, and then really work that lower stomach. Okay, so it's a lot of pressure on the lower stomach, less on the upper abdomen. But vary, you know, you can do it down here for 10 or 15, and you sit up for a few. I encourage you, try sitting all the way up, almost upright, and try it. There's so much pressure on the thigh, you really feel that thigh work out. Yes, you're using all thigh to lift it because you're not using as much stomach. So yeah, the more you lay down, the more stomach you use.
Really hold your stomach in when you do this, and it is so hard to talk when you do that.
Well, that's what we did in the park today, so you can just enjoy the scenery. You don't have to listen to us. You can hit mute, put some music on, but just really enjoy the park.
This is a great place to work out. Beautiful. Enjoy with the day that the Lord has made, and rejoice in it.
Well, just like we talked about, you know, the going on the internet and finding a park close by. Go do these exercises in the park. You don't have to do them all. You can do a couple. You can walk a little bit.
In every show, we talk about exercising and nutrition, but what about your heart? What about your spirit, man? What about your walk with Jesus? And if you're not sure about your walk with Him and your relationship with Jesus Christ, then pray this prayer with me. Jesus, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Thank you that you died on the cross for me, shed your blood for me, and rose on the third day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. If you prayed that prayer, email us and let us know. And we'd like to get you some materials, maybe turn you on to a prayer counselor, find a church in your area. But I mean, that's what this show is about. It's about focusing on Jesus and Christ and what He's done for us. And in the meanwhile, we work out and get our bodies in a little bit of shape at the same time. Thank you so much for joining us today. We always close with 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you.
I love you guys.
Jacket because it's 37 degrees this morning when we woke up.
And what are we doing?
And we're shooting outside.
Freezing!
In Florida. But it's supposed to warm up to like 60, so 60 we can handle.
What's the feels like?
With the
though?
Wind chill, yeah, it's about 45 right now probably.
15 miles per hour winds.
Until we start exercising, it's fun.